Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pajaline Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paskadhyane Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gopaktavinda. So, Hare Krishna. We are continuing with the afternoon pastimes. You remember, these are the pastimes that are very, very much liked by devotees because the central theme is Krishna returns from the forest to the village of Braj. This pastime takes place from 3:36 to 7 p.m. I must say that these are just general outlines. Within these general outlines, there are endless other pastimes which are not mentioned in the general outline. So you should not think that this is always the same. So it is repeating each itself and is. Also, it's a little bit like a phenomena which spiritual texts have. They are ever fresh. You can read them again and yet again and discover new things or feel touched in a new way in your heart. Perhaps you have seen that when you read repeatedly the same verse. And that is because the subject matters about Krishna carry the same nature as Krishna, who is ever fresh. He's never boring. And so is the process of bhakti. It's very interesting when Narada Muni comes and sees Krishna, visits Krishna at the end of his long journey where he wanted to find who is the best of the devotees. He comes to the conclusion that the gopis are the best of the devotees. Then Narada Muni addresses Krishna as the swan who swims in the lake of the Brajavasi's heart. And he asks him for a blessing. Please make that for the beginners in bhakti, they never feel tired when they do your sadhana. They feel never, I have chanted enough rounds. Please make this. Now for those who are more advanced, please give them the blessing that there is always new opportunities for service for them. And for those who are highly advanced, please give them the blessing that they never tire in their love for you. So Krishna asked Narada Muni, I thought you were more intelligent because these things are already granted. They don't need a special blessing. Now you might think, well, what's with me? I sometimes feel I have chanted enough. You must know one thing. The whole bhakti process works only under one condition. That is when you have eagerness. And the eagerness can be born in two ways that you understand. This world is not my home. I need shelter. It is dangerous. Then you look for shelter, like very eager, looking for shelter. And then there is the other process. When you hear how beautiful Krishna is, how loving he is to the devotees, you might become positively inspired in eagerness in one day tasting this. Think of eagerness like this. When you may have a nice glass of water, but for the person who finds himself in a sun-scorched desert with a dry and parched throat, the glass of crystal clear water is the greatest gift you can give. Whereas someone who is not in these circumstances, he may not even like to drink the water. No, I was today not thirsty and therefore I did not drink much. Now I see I have to drink a little bit more. And so eagerness helps you to relish what you get. So, as mentioned earlier, in Krishna's herd of cows, there are 108 distinct groups. Twenty-five divisions of this 108 groups are divided according to the color. There are cows who are white, there are cows who are red, who are black, and who are yellow. I have not yet seen a yellow cow. Red cow we have seen. Black cow we have seen. White cow, but yellow cow not. And then there are there are those who are speckled. There are others who have a natural tilak. and there are cows with a particularly shaped head which looks like a head like a medanga. You can see it must be a little broad where the eyes are, and it comes like this. And some cows, they look very impressive. They have a lion head. They are little fiery cows. I got a fiery Mataji, you know. So in order to bring all of these cows together, Krishna has a japmala, and he remembers the different groups, and he calls their group leaders of these groups, and then they all come, 108 cow round sejans. He calls a group. However, there are some cows who have the mentality of nubaktas. These cows want to be called individually, not by group, by Krishna, so they don't come. But Krishna, due to his nature of knowing each single one of his devotees, he notices some of this, let us say, special attention looking cows is not there. So he calls them by individual name, and then they come from wherever they have hidden themselves, behind bushes, behind trees, and they are besides themselves from joy when Krishna calls them. Sometimes Krishna calls out their names, but Krishna has also special, Krishna's flute has a special nature. It can play melodies, but it can also call names through the sounds. We know that he can make a sound that sounds Radhika. And so he can also call the cows by the flute. Flute is thus a very, very dear servant of Krishna. So there are a number of cows and which are mentioned. Please repeat some of the names. Davali, Shavali, Padma, Harini, Rangini, Kanjaganda, Rabha, Chamari, Kanjani, Kajalakshi, Shanda, Brahmarika, Sunada, Sunanda, Dumra, Sarali, Kali, Marali, Pali, Ganga, Tungi, Pishangi, Kalindi, Bongsi Priya, Shyama, Hansi, Kurangi, Kapila. We could spend the rest of our lives, because there are so many cows, in changing the names of the cows. Maybe we should do this, not go to bed, but just change the names of the cows. Among all of these cows, there are two very prominent cows. If you remember their names, you have them. It is Davali and Shavali. These two cows are the topmost cows. Now, up to this moment, these cows have been grazing the fields, and they had the feeling Krishna is all the time behind them. So they are Krishna conscious, they are aware that Krishna is just behind them. But there was this time, you remember, when Krishna was not behind them. He was at Radhakund with the gopis. So when Krishna came back and called their names, these cows who were in love with Krishna galloped towards Krishna. Their tails were high in the sky. They were kicking their hind legs up. And their udders were overflowing with milk. You must know that the moment the calf comes to the cow, the udders release the milk out of love. This is how cowherd men, they always have, at the time of milking, they have the calf nearby. So when the cow smells her calf, out of love, the milk from the udder is released. But listen to this phenomena. The cows love Krishna more than their own calves. So when they see Krishna and smell his fantastic smell and hear his sound, his laughter, his gestures, his smile, and see their smiles. The milk from their udder doesn't stay in there because they love him so much. It becomes released and it wettens the land of Vrindavan with their milk. What do you think? Hare Krishna. So they come to Krishna, they have grass still between their teeth, and they move very softly. And then they do something which is the dream of the devotees. They lick his beautiful body. The devotees don't want to do this, but they want to taste, and they taste him, and in effect they clean him from toe to head. They make him blitzer blank. You can understand in Russian what is blitzer blank, no? Yes. Yeah, it's very super clean. It's super clean. And Lord Krishna returns their affection by saying, "Oh, where have you been?" and scratching their neck. To the calves, Krishna sometimes said, "Are you missing your mother?" He speaks to them. He's very affectionate. He scratches their head and he pats them on the back. And to some cows, he whispers in their ears, "Do you remember your calf? It must be very hungry now. Please let us go home." We had this already, but I would like to mention it. The rest of the cows follow Krishna and Balaram. They lead the herd home, and Mother Earth is raising clouds of dust. It's really like clouds of dust are coming in. In this way, the earth gets the opportunity to embrace Krishna, and Krishna is covered again with a grayish dust. Now don't think now, "Oh, he looks not so beautiful." Krishna looks more beautiful because as he goes herding, drops of perspirations run through the grayish dust and put some very beautiful lights. And that looks very beautiful. And because he is perspiring, some of the yellowish flowers who are in his crown or turban, they rub some dust up, the dust here, and Krishna's bluish cheeks become very smeared with a yellowish flower pollen. He looks so interesting and lovely that everyone just says, "Wow." Sukadev Goswami describes that the devatas come down and they are left and right to the path. They look at Krishna, who plays his flute in such wonderful melodies that they are very, very amazed. And they praise Krishna with Vedic hymns, but the cowherd boys laugh about them because they think the devatas make a mistake. They think he is is God, but this is wrong. In Krishna's case, he's not God, he's one of us. But Narayan's power works through him. But he's like us. Only some special empowerment is there. The devatas don't know the secret of the Vedas. They are ignorant devatas. So my dear devotees, I wish you in your mind's eye that you have all seen festive parades, not like Ratha Yatra parade. So picture a festive parade consisting out of multicolored cows. What were the colors?
Black,
white, red, and yellow. Yeah. But some are also speckled and have tilak. So they all come. They are dressed in silk. They have a silk blanket over them. And their horns and hooves are plated with gold and silver. My God, these are beautiful cows. They all have a bell around the neck. Bling, 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 bling. The festive parade comes. And amongst them you will see here and there a black buffalo. Yes? There are also buffaloes. Behind them, all the time running and joking and laughing, are the friends of Krishna. They are all dressed festively, they're decorated with flowers. Their favorite decoration is they take minerals and smear them. You know, it's very, very, very nice. They dance and they play various instruments. And some of the older boys, they wear bows with blunted arrows. Yes, these arrows have a leather tip. And sometimes, like boys, do they shoot them on each other? Rupa Goswami describes an incident where Sridham was shot with arrows by his friends. And what did he do? He whirled his stick so cleverly that he was beating all the arrows away. So they are not sharp arrows, don't be worried. They are blunted arrows, but they are boys. And all of them, without any exception, they look at Krishna and Balaram and they say to each other, we have the best friends. Sometimes they say to each other, let's run and touch Krishna and I will be the first to touch. That's only what you think. I will be the first to touch Krishna. So this festive procession comes, it's this endless stream of cows which come, which leaves the forest of Vrindavan and approaches the village of Vrindavan. But before Krishna goes into the village, two extraordinary things will happen, which we will tell tomorrow. Hare Krishna.